everyone. You are tuned into WREV FM Burlington, and this is your host Sarge with See-Through Headphones. A quick message before we get into some music. Support from WREV comes from Foam Brewers, a craft brewery and live music venue on the Burlington waterfront. Join us for a free show on Saturday, December 6th at 8 p.m. to celebrate High Summer's new album, For the World. High Summer, a Vermont-based nine-piece ensemble, explores the essence of a visceral groove in their music. Led by the captivating Miriam Bernardo and their original compositions are the heart of their sound, complemented by well-curated covers that showcase the group's dynamic musical exploration. Their soulful melodies, intricate rhythms, and loving vibes come together to deliver performances that leave listeners moved and grooving. Join High Summer on a journey through the sounds of neo-soul, jazz, rock, afrobeat, and more. Guys, that is on December 6th. I believe that's a Saturday. So go check that out. I don't have too much to say to you guys. This is my last show before the semester ends, so I'll be back with you guys next semester, and I'm very excited. I found some pretty cool songs for you today. But yeah, wish everyone luck on finals week. People are stressing, the library is full, lots of DoorDash ordering. I don't know how that relates to anything, but I just feel like people need a good meal. But yeah, I'm gonna come back to and talk to you guys in a little bit, but we're gonna start our set off with some Ear. We're gonna listen to some Sufjan Stevens, Black Box Recorder, Alex G classics, and I hope you guys enjoy. So I'll check back in with you in a little bit.
Defend your honor.
guys. Welcome back. We just heard So I'll Sit Here Waiting by The Like, Beam Me Up by Alex G, Kidnapping an Heiress by Black Box Recorder, Jacksonville by Sufjan Stevens, and we started with CMYK by Ear. We are now listening to Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk. I've been listening to a lot of Kraftwerk recently. My dad and I have a slight obsession with Kraftwerk. They're just really awesome. In my opinion, me and my dad have differing opinions, but in my opinion, I like to study to Kraftwerk because it makes me feel like a little robot doing some work, but he says it's too much for him. So I'm going to turn it up for a second. Let me know what you think. Chat me, call me, tell me if you'd study to this.
Adding and subtracting.
Okay, this is like a bad example, but everything is like very like robot vibe because it's Kraftwerk. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that set. Like I said before, we're kind of in crazy final season grinding right now at UVM, at least. I don't know about other schools, but the calendar, if anyone was interested, is we just had Thanksgiving break last week. We come back, 1 week of actual classes, next week is actual finals week, so it's crazy. And then after actual finals week, we have our winter break, so we kind of just come back to do a lot of work, and it is stressful, but it is nice to be surrounded by people that are in the same boats studying. But with that, I have a little message for you as a studier. Your brain needs a break, especially during intense study sessions. Take a short walk, stretch, or grab a snack to recharge. You'll be amazed at how much more productive and focused you feel afterward. Even just making time to talk with friends in between homework sessions can make a big difference in mental well-being. A refreshed mind absorbs information more effectively and helps reduce burnout. This has been a message from your down-to-earth DJs here at WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. Guys, it's very important to take breaks. We all know it. I think people don't give themselves as much breaks as they need. But take a break. If you're listening to this, go get a snack, smile at your friends or something cute. We're going to keep going with some music. I'm excited about this set. It's nothing crazy, but it is music that I really just love. So we're going to start out with Someone Great by LCD Sound System. Boy, do I have a lot to tell you about LCD Sound System when we're back on our next break. Something to look forward to. So I will talk to you guys in a little bit. We'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Sarge. You just heard Paper Airplanes, Paper Hearts by Everyone Asked About You. I Want to Be Adored by the Ravenettes. That's a cover of that song. We also heard Ain't It Easy by Alex G and Someone Great by LCD Sound System. Guys, I have Levi and Julia in the station today. Guys, say hello.
Hello.
Do you guys have an alias for today, or are you just going to go by Levi and Julia?
I'll go by Levi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I told you guys, I promised I would talk about LCD Sound System when I was back, and here we are. Guys, I went to LCD Sound System last week on Sunday with my parents, and I can easily say that it was one of my favorite concerts I went to. It was at the Knockdown Center in Brooklyn, and it was just such an awesome venue, such an awesome dancing vibe. But Levi and Julia are going to tell me about their favorite concerts and why.
Okay, I can go first.
Okay.
So, I most recently went to Montreal last winter for Igloo Fest.
I saw
Blade, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun because I love Blade.
Of course. And for our listeners who don't know Blade, what is okay. the type of genre of music?
It's like
how would you
describe
it?
Like the smelliest cloud rap. It's really good, but... Yeah,
it's a lot of noise.
Yeah, and very noisy, very yeah. like
you kind of just have airy. To listen to it to find it out.
Yeah, it's like kind of indescribable.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good once
yeah.
you get
of course
accustomed to it. But that was really fun. It mm-hmm. was the coldest I've ever been.
In Montreal.
Because yeah. I wore like a jacket and jeans.
Uh oh.
And like a tiny little shirt.
Oh no.
It was such a cool outfit, but I was freezing. And then honorable mention,
okay.
I met the lead singer of Your Arms Are My Cocoon.
Whoa,
at a show
no
in
way.
Cincinnati.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, because like their band was gonna play, but they were going on at like midnight or like 1 in the morning, and I had to get up for school and practice the next
Uh-oh.
Day.
Oh, okay. So would you say that show was the best show, or you would still stick with the Blade?
I think the Blade show was the best show, but meeting Tyler, the lead singer of mm-hmm. Your Arms Are My Cocoon, and talking about like music and such for like 20 minutes was
yeah that's a different
pretty,
experience
yeah it's
that's
a pretty
crazy.
Honorable mention
that's crazy
Julia do you, go?
Do you have some wisdom to share
oh yeah I'll impart some
okay please
okay well what came to mind first was I went to this music festival in Croatia
Ooh,
which was
when was this
was like 2 summers ago
okay
and I got some really watered down mojitos there it was very good and I saw Smashing Pumpkins there which was
Whoa.
fire.
That's awesome.
I really like that, but honestly like I love them, but they're not like my favorite, so that was just like low-key honorable mention.
Yeah, a memorable concert.
Memorable.
Do you guys have any criteria for the best concert you could go to? I can share some of mine to give
yeah,
inspiration.
Let's
but
see.
I was thinking some of the best concerts I've been to, and you know I love my like sad acoustic music. Those are really cool to see, but I love a concert that you can dance to.
Mm-hmm.
And the two best concerts I've been to are at the Knockdown Center, because the vibe is you can go up front and be in the crowd and kind of do some moshing, which is cool. But then you can also go all the way to the back where it's a little empty and you can start a little dance circle with your friends, and it's really fun. And I think that is... I feel like some of the best concerts I've been to have a really fun dancing vibe. And even if you don't know the music, like, it's still fun to dance to.
Yeah, I personally love a good solemn sway.
You love the solemn sway?
I love the solemn sway. I went to a Feeble Little Horse concert because they are from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes.
Her
hometown.
My hometown.
The city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the city. Only $10 because they love us there.
That's beautiful.
And it was a solemn sway kind of a movie.
I love that. Levi, any criteria?
I think that I have to know like a decent amount of the music, or just like mm-hmm. be in the mood to listen to like new music.
Right.
I also think what's super important is that the artist has like a good stage presence.
Yes.
Because if like they're up there, like I love Blade, but when I saw him, he was just like walking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, he was kind of
like,
just doing
just,
his
like,
thing.
Hopping in place.
No, I love a performance.
Yeah, a perform or in like crowd engagement
yes.
when like they're talking
that's
to the crowd
true.
Or like
that's true. Because I will say I really like Sabrina Carpenter. I'm gonna say it, because even though she's mainstream, I know we like to do alternative here. She's great, and she has a really cool stage. Like it's like you're watching a little movie, which
yeah,
makes it really entertaining.
I think that's awesome. I also love when like the artist like talks to the crowd
totally
and is like Pittsburgh, I love you. And like,
shout out Pittsburgh. Hell yes. No, that's awesome. Well, guys, I keep trying to get some listening engagement here, and we still haven't received any chats.
Bro.
So I don't know if anyone's busy studying for finals, but guys, we want to talk. We love to talk. That's one thing we love to do is talk. But yeah, we're going to continue on the last set of the day. I'm really excited about it. I am including some of Public Circuit, which is a band that opened up for LCD Sound System when I saw them. So please listen to that and enjoy and be happy. And I
smile.
And smile. Yeah, smile, guys. That's what Julia says. So yeah, enjoy for now. We're going to come back in a little bit and say goodbye. But yeah, bye.
Just for now. This is a sign. Somebody make us shut up about it. Can we settle down, please? Stop time of year. Leave all our hopelessnesses aside. Just move.
to me.
guys. Hello. It's Anna, Sarge, whatever you want to call me, WREV DJ. We're listening to Samson by Public Circuit. Isn't this song just so incredibly awesome and fun? Love this band. It's really awesome. Then we heard Yoohoo by Imperial Teen, LK by Daff, and Just For Now by Imogen Heap. Guys, we got an excellent, excellent question from the chat. And also, thank you for tuning in to the chat, everyone. For my best wishes, I got 3 chats and a phone call, and it was quite beautiful. But the chat question is coming from Ridgefield, Connecticut natives, and they're asking what song would save you from Vecna. And if you know Vecna, that's from Stranger Things. If you don't, that's a little too hard for me to explain, so you're going to need to look that up yourself.
Just like your favorite song.
Yeah, it's just your favorite song, but what song would save you from Vecna? Mine, personally, was The District Sleeps Alone by Tonight by the Postal Service. And that song's long, so I feel like that gave me ample time to run.
Why that song?
I think that it is so awesome and beautiful, and I just can't quite explain it. There's like so many different parts of the song and the Postal Service. Just the song was very formative in my relationship to music, and I just think it's really awesome. And that's kind of terrible reasoning, but I've written actually about the song and how much it means to me, so I believe that is the song that would save me. What about you?
That's a great answer.
Thank you.
The song that would save me is a video by Jane Remover.
Okay.
If you know anything about me in real life, you know that I love this song.
Yes, this was a top artist, right?
This was my top artist this year, and I love Jane Remover, and I'll never, ever shut up about her music or this song.
Bro,
it's
beautiful.
It's like 8 minutes long, and the first minute is all like feedback, but it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, that'll ease you into your run.
That'll ease me into my run. Okay. Yeah, it'll give me a little.
That's awesome. Yeah. Julia, do you have any answers?
Not well informed about Vecna, but probably some kind of cowboy-esque song.
Okay.
Has got to be the way.
I love it.
I love my cowboy music.
It has to be something cowboy-related.
Probably J.J. Cale, if I had to pick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was my number one on Spotify.
I don't know.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. J.J. Cale's awesome. You should listen, Levi.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you for tuning in to WREV FM Burlington. This was See Through Headphones. I am Sarge. This is my last show of the semester. I'm about to cry. It's so sad. But next week on Wednesday, there's still going to be exciting things happening in the station. Exposure is happening. This is our last exposure of the semester. If you don't know what exposure is, a live band comes into the station and plays music, strums a guitar, sings a drum. Julia does ASMR in the corner. But it's beautiful. And please tune in. That's Pedal that's going to be here. We have fabulous answers, guys, from the chat. They're saying fabulous answers.
Oh, thank you.
With a peace sign. No, a heart emoji, a anatomical heart emoji, and a peace sign. So, guys, it's like you're almost in the station. But thank you so much for tuning in my show. If you're a regular like Mo, shout out Mo in Delaware. Please continue listening.
Thank you, Mo.
I love WREV with my whole heart, and there's going to be some exciting new things happening next semester. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Love you guys so much. And I will see you next semester. Goodbye.
Bye.